HarperCollins presents Never Had a Dad, Adventures in Fatherlessness by Georgie Codd, read by Georgie Codd. For every never hadder, and for Mum. Chapter 1. Disembarking. Ladies! Peter's boisterous Welsh accent cut through the background noise of breakfast plates. How are we this morning? My mother, splitting two dry bread rolls for later, stuffing them with cheese oblongs, said, "Very well, thanks." Peter raised an eyebrow. Then he looked down at me with a smile, awaiting my answer. We were supposed to be in Shetland. If we had been, I don't know what Shetland would have sparked. Possibly nothing. Possibly we would have all kept keeping on, never knowing the strange experience we'd missed. At the time, I was frustrated. Along with the offer of 3 buffet meals every day, plus opportunities to scan the waves for flukes and fins, Shetland had been the big hook for this cruise with my mother, the highlight of a return passage from Tilbury Docks to the North Atlantic Sea. Shetland, a rugged archipelago sitting far north of the far north of Scotland. Wild, pure, escapist Shetland, where the sky and the land and the water all merge, and sea monsters wave their tails as tourists munch through steaming bannocks. Except the ship we were travelling on, an enormous vessel with hundreds of passengers, hundreds of staff, tens of thousands of tons, couldn't enter the harbour. There was too much tide and gale-force wind. I watched from the deck as Shetland lurched away. We were diverting, the tannoy told us, to Invergordon, returning to the mainland 2 days early. My mum and I pulled the same face. Inver where? The next morning, as we slowed into port, our disappointment grew. The main sights around us were the hulking platforms of oil rigs towed into the bay for repair. I pressed my forehead to the window until my jaws vibrated, the ship engines shuddering to dock. Invergordon showed itself as a small town with layers of mainland houses, mainland cranes. I couldn't pretend we were secluded, surrounded by nothing but wilderness. Head in a straight line and we would encounter suburbia, not sea monsters. The other passengers didn't seem to mind. They were catching coaches to shopping outlets to buy Live, Laugh, Love kitchen blackboards, taking overpriced tours to Loch Ness and Skye, or staying on board to read the broadsheets and work through their quota of drinks tokens. I focused on the rest of the view. Hills, trees, a bay that curved for miles. "Let's find a coastal path," I suggested. "We'll need waterproofs," said Mum. "If it's shit, let's come back early, buy a cocktail package." "Sounds good." I jiggled my legs, eager to leave the ship and begin. Mum began requisitioning napkins to smuggle out free cheese rolls. Apples and satsumas bulged in her pockets. Meanwhile, a tall Welsh shape approached us. And now he was awaiting my answer. How was I? "Thrilled at our stunning surroundings," I offered. "Shetland eat your heart out." "Exactly," he replied, emphasising the ack. "That's the spirit." There wasn't space for Peter at our table for two that morning, which was okay with me. On the few times he had joined us, my mother had drawn him into at least one conversation that felt destined never to end, discussing the state of the NHS until both were shaking their heads, bound in a loop of dismay that neither knew how to exit. That day I wanted out early. I was ready for Invergordon to be better than expected and annul the anticlimactic sense that had characterised our ship's return journey south. Taking a spot a few tables across, Peter gave us an amiable wave, then struck up a conversation with a passing Malaysian waitress. She was youthful, petite, made up. He broke off only to glance at the chest of a wandering female passenger. Catching me looking as he was looking, he adopted a conspiratorial, mock-shocked expression. "The size of those," it said, and switched back to the waitress. "See," said Mum without moving her lips, continuing a debate that had started just beyond the Thames. "He doesn't want to hear from an old bag like me. It's you he comes over for." "The man's 70. He wants to pee in your pants." "Don't be so naive, Georgina." When we were finally permitted to disembark...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?